This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. I know your days are busy. Thanks for taking the time to tune in today to WGOD. We're tuning in today to where Almighty God is broadcasting, and that is in His Word. Now, we're looking here today of a sermon I started, and it's called Moses and the Plagues of Egypt. We're right in the middle of this. We're going to hear about the hail and a couple other plagues here today. We'll probably wrap this up here tomorrow. The most intimidating one to me when I think about it is the plague of absolute darkness. We're going to get to that as well. What a scary thought. Absolute darkness where you can't see your hand in front of you. So we're going to move through this message here today. This is part three today, and we'll hear part four tomorrow of Moses and the Plagues of Egypt. For more information on this ministry, our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. If you're on Facebook, I invite you to go there and like the page. Our website, WGODradio.com, is one of them, and MajorityText.com as well. Is my Bible translation is available up there. The church that I pastor is Island Community Church. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30, and we also meet Sunday evenings now at 6 o'clock. We're in the middle of a study looking at the Reformation, which a brother at the church is teaching here, Bill Steinbrook. It's a wonderful study looking at really the birth of the Protestant church. It goes all the way back to the year 1380. We're in the middle of that, but you are invited Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Now, starting next Wednesday, I'm really excited. We're going once again, starting the book of Revelation verse by verse. That is going to be next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. That's the 21st of September, Wednesday, 6 to 7:15, verse by verse through the entire book of Revelation. You are invited, as there is, we have come to the time now where there is no more relevant message to the church today than studying end times and eschatology. Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me, or else, let my people go, or else. Who wants to hear that from God in the morning? Do this or else. All right, you got my attention. Do this or else. If you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies and the ground on which they stand. And in that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell so that no swarms of flies will be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. Now tomorrow, this sign shall be. Verse 24, and the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go, sacrifice to your God in the land.
Now, this fourth plague begins the second cycle of three judgments. Like the first three plagues, these were restricted to the Egyptians. Now, this showed that God makes a distinction between the Israelites and the Egyptians, as I've been showing you, marking his people for deliverance and others for judgment. Now, this would further demonstrate God's sovereignty and power. Very prophetic, if you ask me. Marking his people for deliverance and others for judgment. We'll see that again in the last book. We just saw that in our study in Revelation, didn't we? That the people are God, or the people of God are marked. The 144,000 Jews were marked. The people of God are marked, whereas the people of the devil are marked as well, right? On their right hand or on their forehead. Again, so that no one may buy or sell. 3.5 years with no rain. All the water turned to blood. The Zephyr Hill man says, you have all the water you want. All you got to do is take a little mark right here or right here and drink away. Number five, the livestock diseased. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on your horses, on your donkeys, on your camels, on your oxen, and on the sheep, a very severe pestilence. And the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing will die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Then the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. So the Lord did this thing, always follows through on his threats, doesn't he? So the Lord did this thing on the next day. All the livestock of Egypt died. But of the livestock of the children of Israel, not one died. Even the cows escaped the judgment. And I think of what Jesus said. He says, you are of more value than a sparrow, right? Not even a cow was hurt here. I mean, this was the tribulation of yesteryear. Not even a cow is hurt. Far be it from you, Lord, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Now, once again, Pharaoh's response, verse 7. It's just a fact here. But the heart of Pharaoh became hard, and he did not let the people go. Okay, got to move on here. Number six is boils. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take for yourself handfuls of ashes from a furnace, and let Moses scatter it toward the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh. And it will become fine dust in all the land of Egypt. And it will cause boils that break out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. So then they took ashes from the furnace, stood before Pharaoh, and Moses scattered them towards heaven. And they caused boils that break out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses, because of the boils. For the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. Now, like the third and ninth plague, this one was not announced to Pharaoh. This plague is the first to endanger human life, resulted in festering boils on the bodies of men and animals. Moses tossing soot from a furnace may have been a symbolic act, like his and Aaron's use of the staffs in several plagues. The Egyptians, fearfully aware of epidemics, they worshipped Sekhmet, a lion-headed goddess with an alleged power over disease. They worshipped Sunu, the pestilence god. They worshipped Isis, the goddess of healing. Yet all these deities could not deliver the people and the animals from their torments. The magicians of Egypt were again helpless because they were similarly afflicted and found their own deities powerless. And now this time, God himself hardened Pharaoh's heart. Verse 12. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them as the Lord had spoken to Moses. You know, when this happens to you, friend, that's all she wrote. Once God hardens your heart and flicks the switch on the inside of you, it's all over. You know, God made you. He's got the ability to flick the switch on the inside of you. Have you ever had that happen to you? Has God ever flicked the switch in you about something? He's done it to me before. And yet, the Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. That's the flip side to this. God says, all day long I have stretched out my arms to a disobedient and obstinate people. Number 7, hail. Then the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart and on your servants and on your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose, now Paul quotes this verse in Romans, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. And yet you exalt yourself against my people, in that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such as not been in Egypt since its founding until now. Now there's hail. We see hail again as one of the plagues in Revelation. Now this judgment here commences the third cycle of plagues. These three plagues, 7, 8, and 9, were more severe than the previous ones and are described in more detail. The seventh plague resulted in great economic duress. Now clearly the abilities of several Egyptian gods were again being challenged. Nut, N-U-T, the sky goddess, or I would call the pistachio god, was not able to forestall the storm. Osiris, the god of crop fertility, could not manage the crops in the hailstorm, nor could Set, the storm god, hold back this storm. But God's hitting them every time right where it hurts, showing them everything that they believe is false. All of these gods that they worship, none have been able to deliver. Okay, verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail throughout all the land of Egypt, on man and on beast, on every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Uh-huh. All right. You don't have to tell me once or twice. Fire darted to the ground. The Lord rained hail in all the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with it, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.